Do we ever do a proper intro? We just start talking. We don't even tell them what podcast this is. We just start talking.
Number 96. I don't know.
I don't even know what number we're up to.
I certainly don't. So, I didn't want to do this in the first place.
No. So last week we were talking about your last name and how you couldn't last week. Wink, wink.
Getting him in the can.
We're talking about your last name and you had to physically remember how to sign it.
Mm.
So did that take long? Because your name changed when you got married.
It did. And why did I change my name? Because my name was cool.
You didn't have to change your name.
No, I didn't. But I think I did. I wanted. I don't know. Did I want to? I don't. I just. It was just what you do.
A lot of people don't now.
Yeah, but I know. Because I think in retrospect, if faced with the same decision, I wouldn't change my name. I think I would keep my maiden name as my official name. Because I don't. But I like being your wife. I like being associated.
You can still be my wife
name. But I guess you can't ever make assumptions anymore either. So you can't assume that because two people are together with children that the two people are the parents of the children to start with, or that both of them are the parents, or that the two of them are married. You can't make those assumptions anymore. But I think I like having the same name as you guys. It gets confusing with our eldest son because you share the same virtual full name.
Mm, it does cause some confusion. I've had medication before with his name on it.
Yeah.
I don't even know why they got it wrong.
No. See, I don't know how they'd confuse that, hey? Because they are different, even though similar. Anyway, doesn't matter.
People get confused by it because my name isn't my real name officially. Mm.
Your legal name differs from your preferred name. Yeah. And they get greatly confused as well.
Who was confused the other day? Someone was calling me the wrong name.
Oh, the doctor.
The doctor got my name wrong.
Yeah, she kept reversing it round and laughing. Yeah. And
she still did. In the end, I don't think she got it right. She's very confused.
No, she was very confused. Doesn't normally see us together, so.
No, well, that was just.
Just the way it worked out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yes, it took me 5 years to, I think I actually remember the moment when I did it without realizing, and it was at buying petrol. And it was weird that I remember it because I think I was astonished because I used to literally have a little voice in my head of the good kind.
Kill them all. No, not today. I've got to get petrol. Maybe tomorrow.
That I would audibly in my brain, like whatever, the little voice in your brain, whatever it is that you have and you can hear. And is there a correct term for that?
I wasn't expecting to be asked. Maybe, no. Yes.
Well, anyway, whatever.
Your conscience?
Yes, could be. That would work. I would have to use my actual brain voice.
Okay.
To remind me. I still can't get it out. I am so tired. But I'm doing it. Anyway, yes, so I would each and every time, Sam Marsh, every time.
Mm-hmm.
Smash.
So what, you just wrote SM now?
Yep. Garbage and anything
you
else.
Do realise, like we talked about last time, that they never check the signature in it. You could just draw a squiggle on there.
Well, you did that too, didn't you?
My signature
or
is a
cross.
Squiggle.
No, you did an X. Didn't you start doing an X at one point? And that's when you were copying the dude that you'd followed on some cast.
Yeah,
or
there's an old website I read years ago where he started drawing fish and all sorts of things.
Yeah, and you,
anyway, that was last week. We're not dredging up the past.
Well, you mentioned it.
I know.
Don't blame me. Anyway, so yes, I had to remind myself for many, many years. So I wonder whether it is the norm still, which I don't think it is, to take on your partner's name.
I guess yes.
And what happens in the instance of a same-sex marriage? Do they hyphenate? I think they hyphenate the names, perhaps. Who then determines who goes first and who is second in their double-barreled surname? See, I like having a, and I'm using the word family name because we have a family, because all the members of our family have the same last name.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't necessarily apply to others. So what works for us may not work for others. And I guess if you have a professional name, like if I already had a career of sorts,
yeah,
rather than just being a pleb,
mm-hmm.
I probably would have wanted to have kept my professional maiden name and not have changed my name legally. Although you don't have to change it legally, you just have to refer to the marriage certificate. So
I guess you can just do whatever you feel right. Like,
yeah, whatever.
There's no rules.
There aren't, are there?
Everyone's different. Yeah. Do what you want as your family or person. You know, I don't see that it should be dictated by any sort of society norms.
No. But I do think, and I have thought, particularly recently, and I don't know why, that it would have been nice to have kept my maiden name and not changed.
Go back if you want.
Why would I do that?
I don't know. If you got divorced, you would.
It would be, yes, I would, but it would be too hard now because I've got all of this history of the other.
Why don't you just lie to people and tell them if you want to go back to that and flirt with it? Go and test it out for a little while.
Ooh, baby.
You know, and keep your original name, but go and have some old name on the side.
Have an affair on the side, yeah, with my old name.
Yeah, go on, don't tell your new name. Go and, like, if you're meeting someone, and just say, you know.
Ooh, this is, okay.
What do you think?
Mm.
That's why you go to school reunions.
Which I've got one coming up this year.
Oh, God.
Well, that was, you said it. I'm just saying. It's my 30th reunion this year.
Then you can go and use your old name at your school reunion.
I could. Well, that's how they'd all know me anyway.
Exactly.
Mm. Anyway, so yes, it was difficult to get used to it because I guess habits are formed over time. But yeah, it felt like it was several years. Because I still remember, I remember thinking at some point, gosh, I'm still having to remind myself of who the heck I am.
I just automatically switch without thinking between my official name and my...
Yes, but that's always, you've always had that, whereas I didn't always have this. See, I'm better than you.
Okay, well...
My problem.
If you're better than me, then why are you having so much trouble remembering what your name is?
Oh, shut up.
Cool.
Love to hear comments of people and their thoughts and stuff.
Hyphen names, keep your original name, take a new name. It's fashion, really, at this point. It doesn't really mean anything.
It means something in a legal context. Yeah, well, context.
People's names mean stuff, but
yeah,
it's
in a
really
legal context as well, it has meaning because you can't do anything without it. And if you change it, you have to prove how and when, why you changed it. So it is important, but it's important to each person in different ways. Are we done?
Yeah. Thanks for chatting.
Pleasure, treasure. I thought I'd throw that one in, you know. I never call you that, but
no,
but I hear people use it all the time and I thought I'd just throw it in, baby.
Right.
It's not one of my things to say.
Thank you.
Liking and subscribing.
Oh, you got to do that.
You do that.
I don't know what...
You do the wrap-up. I don't want to do
Thanks
it.
Thanks for listening and downloading. Hopefully it's prompted some thoughts in your mind or somewhere else. And if you have any comments, click like and subscribe. Comment down below.
And tell your friends.
Yeah, what bell me. Do you click the bell now?
What's bell? What, ding, ding?
No, in YouTube you're going to click the bell because then you get notified. Oh, my God. Do you even YouTube?
No, I don't YouTube.
Oh, you don't podcast or YouTube.
What is this YouTube?
You just hit the TV remote and then stories come out.
I know, magical stories that, you know.
All right.
Ciao.
Goodbye.